The CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, have officially declared this year's flu an epidemic. Hundreds of thousands of Americans land in the hospital every year with flu. And companies with a buck to make know that you are desperate to ward off that flu or a cold. And that's why they air ads like this.
When you want to give your immune system some support, try Airborne. With 14 vitamins, minerals, and herbs, like zinc, echinacea, and vitamin C. Airborne, real immune support in effervescent and chewables.
That sounds awfully peppy. Well, products like Airborne, Silver Soul, Natrol Immune Boost are marketed to do just what they say, help boost your immune system. But here's the thing, they don't work. Research is pretty clear on this. These products are essentially placebos and do absolutely nothing to keep you healthy. But here's the real catch. That might be a good thing. Dr. Jeremy Faust is an emergency medicine resident physician at Mount Sinai Hospital here in New York. And he says that even if these products did do what they say they can do, we don't actually want them to boost our immune systems. Dr. Faust, welcome back to the show.
Thanks.
So you say it's these things don't work. Snake oil, essentially. That's what they are.
Yeah, there's parts of these products that may have some property in the laboratory that may work, but when we put them into people, it doesn't seem to do very much at all.
Products that they say you can take on airplanes to prevent catching viruses, products that ward off flus, essentially modern day magic.
Right, and as people may or may not know, there is no cure for the common cold, but these products sort of purport to be doing something of that nature. And what I think is interesting is this whole terminology of boosting the immunity, because boosting your immunity sounds like a bad idea to me, because one of the things our immune system does to fight off of these infections is to have a fever or to have a cough or a runny nose. Why would anyone want to boost that?
Well, if it kept you from getting more sick. A lot of these products say take it at the first sign of a symptom and it'll stop you getting a full-blown cold, for instance.
Right. So there's the question really would be, do these things prevent colds or do they decrease symptoms? They certainly, all kinds of research has shown that none of these products can prevent a cold virus. And there are about 200 different viruses that are typically common colds. In terms of decreasing symptoms, a few vitamins have been looked at, like vitamin C, zinc, might actually do something. But those things are available basically in a very cheap generic vitamin. You don't need to be spending lots of money on fancy products.
Well, I don't know, Dr. Jeremy Faust. I mean, I want thicker armor. I want to take something that chemically, pharmacologically kind of blocks my body from flu and cold viruses that are coming in. I mean, if I'm going to get on an airplane with a bunch of sniveling people, yeah, I mean, give me thicker armor.
Yeah, so the question is, can we actually give anything to do that? And the answer is we cannot. All we can actually do is, once you are infected, to actually immune suppress you a little bit with over-the-counter medications that have a very good safety profile, that are inexpensive, and they can actually decrease your immune system response just a little bit. So things that take down your fever, things that actually maybe might give you some antihistamine decongestant. But in terms of actually like giving you more armor, that's pretty much impossible. I would much rather hear someone talk about washing their hands or getting vaccines.
In order to prevent the flu.
Right. These are the things you can actually do to prevent getting something in your body. Once the thing is in your body, our bodies have immune system. That there are kind of two separate systems in our body, the innate immune system and sort of the acquired system. And these things work together to fight off those infections. And really, the innate system, which is what we're mostly talking about, is the part of your immune system that makes really this terrible, awful set of symptoms that make us feel crummy. And meanwhile, the other system, the acquired system, is making antibodies, and that takes a little longer, and that's what actually decreases your span of infection. It's what actually kills those infections.
And is there no way to sort of goose the acquired immunity system to make it, you know, make more of those T cells and B cells and things that go after bacteria and viruses and pathogens?
So the only way to do that is through vaccination. So we know that that's worked over the past 100 years. We've seen that in countries where there's lots of vaccinations for deadly diseases, we can actually prevent transmission. So vaccines actually do interact with the acquired immune system to say, look, here is an antibody that you should make. And the body will make that antibody stored away for decades sometimes. And then the other possibility to raise your immune system in the acquired setting would actually be quite a big gun. And that's in the case of people who are severely immune compromised. Those people sometimes actually need bone marrow transplants because they don't actually have the ability to make antibodies at all. But of course, bone marrow transplants are pretty dangerous.
Now, there are drugs, we should be clear, called antivirals, things like, not to buzz market, but Tamiflu is one, where if you're really sick with a flu virus or another type of virus, can suppress it once you're already sick, but it's not a cure.
Right. So antivirals can work on specific viruses if you know you have it. So, for example, if you have HIV, there are antivirals that actually attack that virus in its replication. That's not boosting your immunity. That's killing a virus directly. Now, something like Tamiflu or oseltamivir has been looked at for decreasing flu symptoms. And it turns out that if you look at large-scale trials of even something like Tamiflu, which comes out of the pharmaceutical industry, the results are actually really depressing. It doesn't work all that well. So a few years ago, when the government in the UK was stockpiling this stuff, they came under a lot of criticism because actually when you looked at the data, it doesn't really work that well.
It's just a marginal benefit,
right,
with some of the illnesses. Well, let's talk for a second before we let you go, Dr. Jeremy Fast, sort of about the language of some of these supposed cures or preventatives for colds and flu. Boost your immune system is kind of a crafty way of saying that it might work. But when you read the labels, these products do actually say, because they have to say, that they don't cure or prevent any disease. And the FDA requires that. This is sort of a way to snake through FDA language. These products can't claim to cure anything or prevent anything because there's nothing to prove that they do cure anything or prevent anything. So they use kind of loose terms like boost your immune system or promote immune health, things like that.
To me, that reflects actually a cynicism. Either they are trying to impress upon us some sort of marketing to get us to buy something that doesn't work, which is pretty cynical despite the sort of very friendly marketing that is in a lot of these products. Or on the other hand, it just maybe exhibits a complete misunderstanding of the problem. So either we're being sort of bamboozled, or the people who make this stuff don't actually understand the problem at hand, which kind of would bother me as a consumer. I want to be given something that's made by people who know actually what is happening in our bodies.
All right, so before we let you go, I have the sniffles. I'm sick. I feel terrible. It's coming on. I've got $20 in my pocket. What do I do?
So the first thing you want to do is to not spread it to anybody else. So keep away from other people. And the other thing is basically the things you can buy in the pharmacy, like ibuprofen, which are generic, can actually help you.
Might actually make you feel better, get some sleep, and drink lots of water. How about that? Dr. Jeremy Faust, emergency medicine resident at Mount Sinai Hospital here in New York. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
You can read a piece he wrote for Slate debunking the myth of immune boosters by visiting our website at thetakeaway.org.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.